This is Morning Edition on NHPR. No presidential candidate has more of a history with New Hampshire than Hillary Clinton. Her comeback win here 8 years ago set off what became a long battle for the Democratic nomination. NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me now to discuss 2016 and 2008. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Rick.
So let's start with some history. Josh, back in 08, Hillary Clinton came from behind for a win here in New Hampshire. No polls were predicting it. Now, that win came on the heels of a surprise loss in Iowa. Now, this time, Clinton arrives from Iowa having eked out the narrowest of wins, apparently the narrowest in Democratic caucus history. So what is that going to mean here?
Well, Rick, Iowa showed Bernie Sanders' campaign did a pretty good job harnessing the energy of his backers. Some 4 in 10 caucus goers were apparently new to the process. If Bernie Sanders does something similar here in New Hampshire, where he's perceived to be on better footing going into voting, he could do very well. For Hillary Clinton, a win is a win, but her campaign wants a strong finish here. At a minimum, it needs it symbolically, but it could be more than that.
You know, looking back to 2008, plenty of people used the term firewall to describe the role that New Hampshire played for the Clinton campaign.
Well, had then-Senator Barack Obama started that race by carrying Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, the Democratic contest probably would have been over a lot sooner.
Yeah. But it seems New Hampshire may play a different role this time.
Absolutely. Times have changed, and so has the electorate. According to a study by the Carsey Institute, about 30% of voters eligible to participate in this election either didn't live here in 2008 or were too young to take part. So a good slug of the people deciding this race may be different than 8 years ago. But there are some things to bear in mind about that race that are probably relevant. And one is that Hillary Clinton lost most of the towns in the state, but won by carrying cities like Manchester, Nashua, Rochester, and Somersworth, places where moderate, more traditional Democrats exist in some numbers. Clinton also carried high population towns in Hillsborough and Rockingham counties, and she did better among older Democrats and also among women. Support among women was huge for Clinton. 57% of those voting in the 2008 Democratic primary were women. Clinton won 46% of them. Obama had 36% support.
Josh, the Clinton campaign is obviously aware of this, and it's been targeting women voters for some time.
Oh, yes, they have. And if you want to win a Democratic primary, doing well with women, it's pretty much required here and most other places. And, you know, some of the moments from the waning period of the 2008 race that people remember, you know, this famous bit when Clinton's eyes welled up while campaigning at a Portsmouth coffee shop, for example.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know.
And then this bit from the debate on the eve of the election.
I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank you so much.
You know, these things were seen as helpful moments for Hillary Clinton with women voters. There were other things on this front, too, like mailers and a letter from the 2008 campaign sent out late in the election, casting doubt on then-Senator Obama's commitment to abortion rights based on votes he took as a lawmaker in Illinois. This letter was signed by a bunch of prominent New Hampshire women, state senators, including Governor Hassan, who was a state senator then. How significant that letter was in terms of moving votes is hard to know, but it is illustrative of the sorts of things campaigns do at the tail end of close races. So far, Hillary Clinton's campaign this time, which is being run by different people, has been less sharp-edged going after Bernie Sanders, save for on gun control. But, you know, we may see that change this week.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.